Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I know here in town, we have a lot of Nebraska football fans. USA Today, Nebraska, and their football coach, Matt Rhule, have agreed to a 2-year contract extension today. We'll keep him at the university because there's a lot of talk that he was about ready to head to Penn State. And he is turning around that football program, of which I'll go watch on Saturday night. And he will stay with the Huskers at least until 2032. It does not increase his base pay, but does increase his buyout if they were to fire him from $5 million to $15 million, which is cheap considering what LSU is paying its head coach to go away.
Please go. Please go.
$55 million to go away.
Good work if you can get it.
I would never have to coach again. I would buy a nice little place in the Bahamas.
But then they pop up at other schools. It always happens like that.
By the way, if you missed the news today, King Charles has stripped Andrew of the title of prince.
And are evicting him. The palace is evicting him from his royal residence.
His name is Andy now.
Andy Windsor.
That's right.
That is how he is officially known. Andy Windsor.
Why now? If you missed it, go back and listen in the 3 o'clock hour when the news broke. You have to ask yourself, why are they doing this now, along with a statement saying that their focus remains with the victims of abuse? There has to be a reason we are seeing this maneuver now.
So
if they really cared, we would have seen this a year ago or 2 years. Whenever the allegations first surfaced with him photographed with this child.
Not long ago, he had been stripped of the title of Duke of York. Now they've gone a step further, probably the only step left, and that is to kick him out of the house, literally kick him out of the house.
Shunning him.
And remove his title of prince. You are no longer known as the prince.
But something tells me that he's still going to get his entire life paid for.
Man, I don't know,
probably.
Sam.
He's probably already got money. It's more money than he could ever spend.
Sure, and all of that is taxpayer funded over there. But, you know, I will double down on my statement prior. I think we are seeing this now in a very strategic move.
I agree with you.
From the royal family because the files are about to come out. And I think someone has said to them in very high places, you'd better get ahead of this because this is coming. And you better look like you're doing something.
Well, there's only so long that they can stall, they being members of Congress, can stall to keep these files from coming out.
I can't believe they haven't been leaked.
And there's the other thing. And this was going to be the argument I was going to make. I agree with you. They were tipped that something is coming down the line. Now, if it's not the release of the files, it is a leak about what's in the files or something that Prince Andrew did with young girls on the Epstein Island, which I believe is in the Bahamas. I have no idea where it is.
Hi, I'm Andy. Welcome to Starbucks. What can I make for you today?
Right. But clearly,
I don't think Starbucks would hire him, Sam.
Clearly, the royal family was given a tip. I mean, there's no other way to write the story.
Epstein Island is Little St. James. It is in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, ironic. Really? I didn't say it. You did. All right. Story here from the USA Today. The group gathers in darkness, faintly lit by the glow of electric candles. Some fidget with their hands. Some dart their eyes to and from the corners of the room. Some wander around the space, unsure which red cushion seat to take. No, this is not a cult gathering. It is not a seance. But on a chilly October night, a passerby peeking through the window might wonder, what is going on in here? It says here that singles are paying $200 to hold each other in dark rooms.
Wait.
It's called the feels.
No. No, no, no.
That's what I'm telling you. I just read the story.
The feels? Mm-hmm. We also have another word for that, assault and battery.
Well,
no.
You're paying $200 to hold somebody in a dark room.
Why?
So this woman, last name Hoffman, what's her first name?
Crazy?
Crazy Hoffman, yes. Allie Hoffman, she had her. She threw the first iteration of the feels in August of 2022. Now it is a nationwide business with Hoffman hosting various versions in cities across the country. In L.A. on October 22nd, she hosted the Feels Level 2, an iteration offering more advanced touch exercises.
No!
And a pre-survey screening participants on their inner work journey.
Yeah, are you a serial killer? Check yes or no.
Wait, who is doing the holding?
The people who pay $200.
They are the ones that are getting to hold, so you're not paying to be hugged.
Well, wouldn't it be vice versa? Wait, wouldn't it go both ways?
They're saying modern dating is broken. I'm not denying that. I don't know this is how you fix it.
This is indicative. This is very scary, guys. This is indicative of the lack of community that we now have in society. When people are paying just to get physical touch with somebody
people
else.
People don't know how to appropriate touch. And here's the quote from Ms. Hoffman, by the way. It feels so hard out there, and we're really believing that it's our fault. That's her quote.
How is it that two people who are dating just said on the air that the dating world is broken?
I don't think it's broken at all.
You said it.
I think for people searching, they don't know where to go. Some of the most top clicked on articles are people spilling their feelings about there isn't anyone to date. Best cities to date in. Worst cities to date in. Why can't I find love? It's because we've tried to shove a square peg into a round hole with dating with our phones. It doesn't work.
A lot of people are terminally online, and that's where they, quote unquote, live.
Oh, so sad.
Unlike previous generations that lived in person.
Her plan is to get singles to engage in deep eye contact. Here, look at me. That's not weird at all. Spiritually centered conversation.
But the room is dark.
With consent and touching, lots and lots of touching. It may seem strange to some, but to Hoffman, who has a master's in psychology with a focus in spirituality from Columbia, there's a method to the madness. By nudging people out of their heads and into physical contact, she hopes to nudge them past their limited beliefs and rules around dating.
You know what you do with a master's in psychology? Nothing.
No, that with a master's you can do more than...
You have to have a doctorate.
She says she's heard from people who've gotten engaged as a result of, quote, the feels.
Okay, can we get another name?
Will you marry me? No, get away from me, weirdo!
Only if you whisper it in my ear.
It sounds like a program that is not just a storefront and you just walk in and lay down your money. I think there's more vetting that goes on and people that want to try alternative methods.
Is that what we're going with? Alternative methods?
New age type stuff.
It is gentle, non-erotic touch. And let's be honest, touching a stranger, even when you're on an airplane, feels so weird. Like, you feel like you are shattering a boundary if you touch a stranger. Even someone in front of you in the grocery store, if you put your hand on their back, like, excuse me, you dropped something, do you not feel like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have touched that person?
So there's a part of Catholic Mass where before the pandemic, people would shake hands.
Peace to you. Yes.
Yeah. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Now, and I still reach out for the handshake, and people look at me like I am absolutely bonkers.
Oh, I still peace be with you if I have to peace be with you.
Oh, no, everybody just two
when
fingers.
When was the last time peace be with anybody?
Sometimes, anytime someone gets married or there's a funeral, I peace be with you. I'm down with the peace.
But people look at me like I'm bonkers because I'm like, yeah, well, I'll shake your hand.
It's an act of rebellion, she says. to choose to be really present with another human being.
That you don't know?
I don't disagree with this person. You can dismiss them all they want to. We have an inability to connect, specifically if it's with somebody that we don't know. I go back to the example of when I went to the garage sales a couple of months ago, and I walked into their garage. This is their home. And said, hey, how you doing? And they just stared at me blankly.
Maybe they were just cleaning out their garage, and you were trespassing, Sam.
Not what the sign said.
Each pairing kicks off with a discussion of a prompt, and these prompts are not, what do you do, or where are you from?
Is this a good touch or a bad touch?
Lower.
We're going to talk about this when we get back. One of the prompts is, where in your life do you currently feel like you're in the depths? And what's something you're grateful to have learned from your parents?
Lower.
And what's something you have had to unlearn from your parents?
Almost there. Almost there.
Stop it.
This seems like, you know, a new age ultra yoga drum circle type stuff.
Oh, we're going to talk about this. In one exercise, you have to gaze into each other's eyes for minutes on end. I could not do that without laughing.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to leave a mark. She hit her knee so hard on the underside of the desk, I feel the pain for her.
Oh, how do you do that so often?
Oh, Sam.
The desk has been the same height since 1992.
It hit in that funny bone place at the top of your knee.
Not funny, is it?
Oh, my God. That's
I'm laughing.
Throbbing.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Speaking of throbbing.
Okay. Get out now.
So listen to this. An exercise follows each discussion. In one of these exercises at the feels.
This pairs, is where you pay $200 to hold somebody.
Pairs of strangers gaze into each other's eyes for minutes on end. I would not be able to do that without dying laughing. I literally, if you're this close from me and we're supposed to stare at each other, human nature is to look away from that. Human nature, unless it's someone with whom you are deeply in love, human nature is to either laugh or look away. In another one, you finger trace each other, which involves gently gliding your fingers over the other's body. Okay. They also then hold each other in long embraces. Each exercise involving touch gets preceded by a quick talk about consent between each pair. Fine.
How is this non-prostitution prostitution?
What if someone smells? During the hug, some pairs stand. Some sit on chairs. Others go to the floor. Okay, that's not a hug.
No.
At the end
it
of,
is.
Now listen to this. At the end of the night, each person shares a few words about their experience.
It's called a rug hug.
And you want me to get out?
One participant said, no. I feel seen. Another says, at ease in my body. Another, warmly renewed.
Another, I'm out of dope. I mean, come on. Is it 1969 again? Is this the summer of love? Get a dog.
One 40-year-old startup founder says he's had a hard time dating in the city and he's not alone.
Well, maybe it's you.
Mindfulness practices and therapy have been key for his well-being, and that's why he came to the Fields. Everyone here is showing up. I go to restaurants. I go to events with people. It's hard to find people who are like, I'm here. I'm showing up. I want to engage.
Dating is not hard.
Oh, I disagree with you. I think dating is impossibly hard.
Okay.
You've never done it.
What are you talking about? I'm doing it right now.
Well, but that's, no, not like throwing yourself out there and casting a net and trying to find somebody to go out with.
Look at this face.
I know. I'm just telling you, I think people really struggle with this. I don't know that this is the answer.
The societal standards have gotten to the point that it's just out of control.
You guys are Debbie Downers on the dating world.
I got one in a billion shot lucky.
If you're a guy, you got to be 6'4", you got to make $100,000 a year, and you have to have all the free time in the world to be able to take them to dinners. How you do all three of those, it's impossible.
I'm not 6'4".
And if you're a girl, you got to be a smoke show.
By the way, she says trying to find love at the Fields misses the point. If you meet your person there, she thinks that's great. Some have. But the real gain is vulnerability and openness. That way, when you do meet the one, you're ready to make a deep, meaningful connection with
them. From the text line, why does this sound like how to be that creepy uncle at Thanksgiving training?
What's one thing you learned from your mom and dad? I kind of like it. I like the idea. I wouldn't do it, but I like the idea.
Hey, Aaron. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So this business already exists. You described it as, you know, it's a dark room, two people of, you know, whatever your choice is, drinks, right?
I don't know about drinks, but I'm sure.
Okay. Generally group meetings like that have some kind of drinks. Anyhow, and then you're paying $200 to touch someone. It's called a strip club. And they have them for both men and women. And if you'd like a review,
Aaron,
give me some pointers.
Aaron, this is deeper than that. This is more meaningful than that.
Is it?
You part ways when you're done. It's a business. Yeah. It's a transaction.
It is a transaction.
Goodbye.
All right. Look, I'm throwing an audible here. We are coming back to the Mamba when we get back. Krista Tatchell over at Channel 9 has a photo. You know when you're going down the roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
They take your photo, and for $5 you can buy a photo?
I have that photo of me, Sarah
what
and Maya.
What do you see going on in the back? And I'm going to tell you what you see if you don't see it.
I believe I see a mom and dad holding a kid down.
That is a child that has come up out of the seat. Listen to this from Krista.
What?
Sam, I knew that first drop, right? They've got a photograph of
it. That's not where the picture's taken.
A terrifying 2.5-minute ride.
Yes, it is. Ride. Sam,
the
I have
of
the
you
photo.
Start okay. arguing about the logistics of the Mamba one more time, I'm going to thump you in your forehead.
The picture is taken on the second of the third final hills on the Mamba.
You are not allowed.
I'll bet you $1 billion.
To correct me about the Mamba again, or you are going into timeout for the duration of the show. I need you to focus.
Yeah.
A terrifying 2.5-minute ride on the Mamba at Worlds of Fun. A young girl's seatbelt restraint failed.
Oh my God.
The couple in front of her is holding her down to prevent her from flying out.
Oh my God.
It happened again to another family one day later, the state fire marshal found 20 restraints not working properly. Wright is going to undergo repairs today. That's neither here nor there. The point of the story is, Schlitterbahn, how many people with 20 restraints that are failed went down that roller coaster and complained? We know of at least one because you can see them in the photo.
Are you telling me that these people didn't get down to the bottom and say, hey, there is a problem on that ride?
The dad in the front, they are turned around.
Yep.
They look panicked as they are trying to shove her down into the seat.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're
doing. Have we not learned enough? Have we not suffered collectively enough in this town over these types of attractions when someone says something's not working?
Dana, I don't know the answer to that.
We're going to see if we can get Crystal on the air. I know she's got to come on at 6, but we're going to see.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So we're talking about the Mamba up at Worlds of Fun, which has been shut down for the time being as they work to repair no fewer than 20 broken restraints on that roller coaster. And we have a picture of one where it looks like a mom and a dad are turned in their Mamba seats, holding down what looks like a preteen child that is behind them, presumably their child. We don't know that for a fact. And they are pushing this child down as she looks to be coming out of her seat.
Now, I want to be clear because this photograph is time-stamped October 11th. And we always ask the question on this show, what did they know and when did they know it? This was October 11th. The Mamba was shut down today.
Krista Tashel from Channel 9, our reporting partners, joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Krista, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Hi, guys.
The photo is terrifying.
It is.
2.5 minute ride, is that right?
It's around that. They have a promotional video that they used for the Mamba when it wasn't yet painted green, but it was still in its kind of standard red. And the ride lasts about 2.5 minutes, but that's what those people were telling us. And the people who are helping hold those kids down, they are not their parents. They're a couple, and that they were sitting there, and all of a sudden they heard this blood-curdling scream behind them, and they're in the very front car of the ride, and they heard this scream, and then this girl says, my seatbelt's undone, and they turn around, and the seatbelt's just loose, and there is another lap bar restraint. It's very low in the ride, but it can't. The kids were of the height where the maximum height or whatever that you can get on the ride, so they were fine. But then they just turned around and put their hands right on them. And the dad that was in the front car, they are parents, so they have four kids.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the front. And the dad is a former EMT. And he said, I just kind of went into first responder mode and put my arm around the bar and kind of kept it down. And I told my wife to just push down as hard as they could on the kids. And they kept saying, we're not going to let you go. You're not going to fall out of the ride. And whoever, you know, you were talking about the logistics of the ride. And I have to say, I do not ride roller coasters, and now this is more affirmed for me than ever. My kids do, and my husband does. But on this ride, it is where they have those little anti-gravity rolling hills. It wasn't on the first descent. So whoever said that is right. It was on the it goes over these hills. They're called like little anti-gravity hills.
Okay.
So that's where it happened. And they are the ones, because they put this on social media because they were trying to find the girls. They said, if the girls file a civil suit or their parents do on their behalf against the park, they're going to need this picture. So they're trying to find the family of these girls. And so they put it on social media. It was shared, dozens and dozens and dozens of times, which is how we found out about it. And then I looked at the timestamp just like you did. And I went, this is over 2 weeks. And the park closes for good on November 2nd. So I'm sure they were hoping none of us in Kansas City would find out about it, but
stuff like this makes me so mad.
Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach as a mom, also as someone who doesn't ride roller coasters, but just to see the fear. I mean, you can see all the fear on their faces. Now, they're the ones that were contacted by another mom who saw their post and said, hey, I went to the park on October 12th and my son and I were in the middle section. They weren't in the front car. They were somewhere in the middle. and they were going on an incline, and the son said, "Mom, my lap belt is not, my seatbelt is not latching." And she said, "I pulled it up over his head. There, it was so much slack in it." And she was screaming. She said, "My son's belt, my son's belt." And so they were going up on this first incline when they stopped the ride and went over and checked. And they said, "Oh, it'll latch. It'll latch. It will latch." And she said, "Nope, it's not, because it was all twisted." I think she said the seatbelt was completely twisted, so it couldn't latch. At least that was her interpretation of it.
So do you know, Krista, back up a little bit, the EMT dad that we're seeing screaming in this photo holding on to this girl.
Yeah.
He's obviously an EMT. Do we know if he alerted anyone after the ride that, hey, I'm assuming he's an EMT. He went straight to somebody and said, "She almost flew out."
You know, and they both were very sharp when they got off this ride, and they were incensed. The mom immediately ran down the steps to take a screenshot of that photo that you have.
Yep.
And so she went down and got the photo. The dad was saying to the ride operators, as soon as they pulled into the platform, "Shut the ride down, shut it down, shut it down." And these are two, the couple actually were ambassadors at Worlds of Fun when they were younger as jobs. So they know all about the ins and outs of the park. So they talked to the ride operators. They went immediately to customer service and gave them a whole accounting. He said, "We've been season ticket holders forever." He said, "I fled our gold pass cards across the table and said, we will not be needing these again." So their money got refunded. They made an incident report. And on the October 12th, I spoke to the mom. She didn't want to be identified, but she said, "Yes, I made two incident reports. I told them immediately what had happened." And so the park, the Six Flags ownership group say that repairs were made and it's going to be open tonight.
It'll be open tonight.
Open tonight.
So, Krista, let me read this text that just came in. Sure. And then you can expand on it a little bit, if you would. 5022 writes, "So this couple fumbled for their phone for a picture while the ride was in motion.
No.
I know. That's what I want to get at. I've been on the Mamba. I have bought these pictures. You are photographed by Worlds of Fun, and then for like $5 or $10, you can buy a picture afterwards of you and your kids screaming your heads off."
Exactly. Yeah. But if you stand around long enough with your phone, I've seen people do this like at Six Flags and other places, you can get the picture on your phone for free. That's a hack. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You just walk by and take the photo of the photo.
Take a photo.
And so
but the mom, she figured these kids would want that photo and need it.
Oh, yeah. Because, Krista, I just said earlier, my God, we have been through this as a city. When something isn't working.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I heard you talk about Schlitterbahn.
3 weeks for the fire marshal to finally say, "No, 20 of these aren't working. All these people are right. You need to shut it down and fix it."
This is the thing, the power of these moms and these concerned citizens, because the one who wrote the fire marshal, the Department of Fire and Safety, and because they govern amusement parks and things like that, too, they also, the same group monitors elevator safety and things like that. So they wrote, this mom wrote, and they said, didn't make any indication that they had been alerted to this. That doesn't mean they weren't. I don't have anything to back that up other than they said in the email, let me see if I can get it up on my phone so I can be specific with
you. Well, and you know how this stuff works, Krista. Once people start hearing about the story, they're going to come forward with their own photos of the seatbelt.
Exactly.
This is not going to be the first photo of someone going, "Oh my gosh."
They're lucky 20 people aren't dead.
Well, I'm very happy that no loss of life happened. I'm trying to see the initial. Okay, this is what the Department of Fire Safety said. At 4:29, I think it was yesterday, he said, or whoever wrote the email said, "Thank you for letting us know. We will be sending one of our inspectors to do a spot inspection on the Mamba first thing tomorrow morning," which is today. And then the fire marshal wrote this mom back and with a statement that I included in my, I did a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock. I'm trying to find it for you here. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're taking time.
No, that the okay. So the state fire marshal is J. Tim Bean, and he gave this mom an update of what happened today. This is from Tim Bean. He said, "We sent one of our amusement ride inspectors to Worlds of Fun first thing this morning. He inspected the Mamba ride. He discovered that some of the restraint devices were not functioning properly. He took the ride out of service until all malfunctioning devices were repaired. Worlds of Fun is working on the repairs, and we expect them to be completed today or tomorrow. But the PR for Six Flags said that it would be open tonight.
If my kid was going to Worlds of Fun tonight, I would put them on restriction if they got within 100 feet of the Mamba.
Yep. Yeah,
I know. I think for a lot of people, maybe you feel better. Like it's like, well, I should ride a plane right after a plane crashes. Statistically, it's the safest time. My biggest issue is 19 days passed between the October 11th photograph with the EMT that had to help the girl and this being fixed. 19 days after they alerted them, this was happening.
Yep. I don't know. I can't understand their reasoning other than business practices. And, you know, last summer, 2024, is when the union that maintains those rides and paints around the park and is in control of that, they had to I'm not well versed on this. I just briefly know about it, that they were in a contract struggle with the park that eventually got resolved. But the guy I spoke with today, the dad, he said that he learned that there some subcontractors were used in place of the regular people. I mean, there's so many things out there that you could go around. I would like to just talk to a maintenance person, a ride operator. And most of them, it seems like they're about 15 years old anyway.
I've always said that. Do you really trust the 17-year-old?
Exactly.
And it's a great summer job. I'm not saying it's not. But Krista, we have to be better. We have to be better when it comes to maintenance issues. That, look, I'm sorry, the Mamba's going to be closed today because someone, you know, the seatbelt wasn't working. Let's check all of them.
And the thing was that, I mean, this is a little bit gross, but they had a protein spill, which means someone puked on the ride two times before they got on it. So this ride has been going, as you said, for 19 days, and they even waited and waited to get on the ride because someone upchecked, you know, and they waited 40 minutes to get on the ride.
Do they really call it a protein spill?
A
protein spill.
God, that's,
I know.
I'm going to remember that.
Learn every day.
Had many of those as my children were growing up. I know you did, too.
I had protein spills all over me.
Yep.
Yes.
Love you, girl.
You know that, too.
Well, Krista, thank you for your time and for sharing the information.
We'll watch your report at 6.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right. That is Krista Tashel with our reporting partners at
this. You can't excuse this.
There is no excuse.
You can't. You cannot defend it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Krista Tashel with our reporting partners at KMBC Channel 9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Richard in Kansas City. Strong possibility once we learn more overnight that we'll bring this back tomorrow on Festivus Friday. Richard in Kansas City, hello.
Hey, I worked at Worlds of Fun back in the late 80s. I'm you all's age. I worked on the Zambezi Zinger. I was the ride operator.
Greatest ride of all time.
That ride, yeah, with the tunnel at the end. We had a lot of problems with the ride then. You come with this incident with on the Mamba with the seat belts not latching. Believe me, moving forward, the ride operator supervisors at Worlds of Fun will have their third eye open once the season opens up in April and May. I am a roller coaster rider. I went to the roller coaster in Cleveland, Ohio, the Siren Curse. It opened up at the end of June. I rode it on the 4th of July. It had problems. It had problems. It had problems. It did not stop me from riding it. I rode it anyway. So roller coaster enthusiasts, we just wait for the next big thing. I've rode 3 of the 6 Giga Coasters, one in Cleveland, one in Cincinnati. They have a Giga Coaster. And I rode one. I rode two of them in Cleveland and then one in Cincinnati. A Giga Coaster is 300-foot drop from the lift. So it's just the next big thing. Like I said, I rode the Siren Curse, the one that had nothing but problems. It opened up the end of June. And it broke down every single day.
But Richard, I'm here to tell you, and thank you for the call. You're an adult. This was a child. We have a reasonable expectation that these rides are maintained when you go to an amusement park.
Yes.
Any amusement park.
Yes.
They knew 19 days ago these seatbelts were malfunctioning. It's unconscionable. It is unconscionable.
Is there a lawsuit here?
There should be.
Nobody was hurt. Thank God.
And thank God for that.
It was a smart play by this husband and wife to buy the picture and give it to the girl.
They took a photo of the photo.
I'm just trying to figure out what the lawsuit would be.
Why would you not?
Almost putting me in harm's way.
Fix
yeah,
it.
That's the
why,
problem.
Why not fix it? You have multiple people saying the seatbelts are not working.
Put yourself in the shoes of a 17-year-old high schooler who you're just helping people get in and out of the ride, and a man and woman come flying in on the Mamba, and they both say, shut the ride down. I'm 17 years old. I'm intimidated. I'm scared.
This town would not give for someone the day before.
Yeah.
The Schwabs lost their child.
I understand.
What we would not give collectively for someone to have said, shut it down.
The ride is unsafe.
Shame on you, Worlds of Fun. My God.
Sam, what were you going to say real quick?
It's all right.
Okay. Today is Devil's Night, the night before Halloween. Today, Sam, is National Candy Corn Day. It is the most hated candy in America.
Most delicious.
Was invented in the late 1800s. They write here when what candy was considered punishment. Birthdays today. Henry Winkler is 80 years old. Kevin Pollak is 68. Ivanka Trump is 44. Grace Slick is 86. And Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles is 78. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.